It's really important that you remember what to do when you're in the field. So I'm going to open up one of the solar suitcases.
Laura Stachel is crouching on the floor of her Berkeley kitchen, which is cluttered with spools of wire, small solar panels, and assorted tools. She lifts the cover of a black carry-on suitcase. There are no clothes inside, just a sheet of plywood mounted with four electrical components.
Okay, do you remember what these wires are for?
These are the external connectors. They go to the solar panel.
That's right.
These fit into the circuit breaker.
Stachel's quizzing aid volunteer, Paul LeCoursiere, who is leaving for earthquake-ravaged Haiti in a few days. He's going to take this solar suitcase with him and plans to deliver it by donkey to a remote medical clinic that currently depends on candles for light.
Right. So we have a charge controller that's regulating the energy that's coming in from the panel.
Stachel may sound like a solar engineer, but she's actually a medical doctor, an obstetrician. The idea for the suitcase grew out of her work on maternal child health in Nigeria. She says she was observing a hospital there in 2008 when she realized power was rationed for several hours each day.
One of the first cases that I watched, which was a C-section, the lights completely went out during a C-section and the physicians had to finish by flashlight. There were other situations where midwives were taking care of women who were bleeding to death who needed emergency surgeries, but there was no phone system to actually call a doctor.
Stachel described the problems in emails to her husband, Hal Aronson, who promotes solar energy. He suggested a sun-powered solution. When she got home, they designed a large permanent solar installation for the hospital, but Stachel wanted a smaller version first.
So I asked him to create something I could bring in my suitcase that I could take through customs without having to declare any special equipment, and that would allow me to show the workers in the hospital what LED lights were like, how walkie-talkies worked, how we could charge rechargeable batteries for headlamps.
Stachel says no one at the Nigerian hospital would let her take the trial suitcase away. And suddenly, she was getting requests for the power units from medical clinics all over Nigeria. More recently, from all over the world. That's how their organization, We Care Solar, was born, says Aronson.
We didn't mean to turn our house into the solar suitcase factory, but it happened. It's been fun.
The solar suitcases don't just provide light and communication. They can be expanded to power ultrasound and suction machines and other basic medical equipment. Stachel estimates it costs about $1,000 for the materials in each suitcase. There are about 20 units now working in Nigeria, Tanzania, Mexico, Haiti, and on the Thai-Burmese border. Stachel says she and her husband are trying to keep up with demand and funding.
One of our dreams is to be increasing the capacity locally by increasing training, by getting shipments of equipment into countries, and to teach people how to make solar suitcases where they live so they can have their own industries and they can be supplying these things for their own communities and healthcare centers.
In the meantime, there's a steady stream of visitors to their house. Before LeCoursiere leaves, Stachel brings him a big bag of accessories to add to the suitcase. There are extension cords, batteries,
multiple light bulbs, headlamps. So anything that you would want to use with the kit, we put in there. We also have an instruction manual, and we have this so far in English. We have a translation to French, and Paul's team is working on making a translation to Creole for us for Haiti.
She shuts the suitcase and gives it a last pat.
I always feel like I'm like handing off one of my offspring here.
LeCoursiere leaves, but Stachel and Aronson remain at their kitchen table, working over another set of solar panels.
And I turn around, I get out all the little metal shavings so it doesn't short circuit.
An African doctor headed to Zimbabwe is coming by for this suitcase within the hour. For VOA News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm in Berkeley, California.